You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Isn't this so powerful? Well, listen, if you've never had parents before, Justin Bieber, he had parents, obviously, but he didn't have parents that lived as a, they never married, they never walked out what a family looks like. And here he's wanting this relationship with God, he's wanting this relationship with Haley, his wife, and he's like, you know, having parents were never, that were never married, didn't stop him from being married. You know why? Well, guess what? Justin shares with us why. Take a look.
It was, seemed pretty quick.
It was very quick. It was a couple months later, I popped the question. And then it was a couple months later, we got married.
Were you nervous before you popped the question?
I was. I mean, that's a big commitment. And my parents were never married, so I never had that. I never got to see what that really looked like. So I'm like, can I even do this? Do I even know what it looks like to do this? But I just felt like God was saying, I'll show you. You know, I'll show you how to do it. Just, you know, just trust. So I just trusted him and just let him, you know, lead the way and committed to her. And
that's so important. Think about it. He says, I don't know how to do this. He's humble admitting it, you know. But he's, you know, he says, God's showing him, I'll show you how to do it. I'll just trust God on how to be married. That's so important because marriage begins to crash when we trust ourselves to fulfill it. Marriage is a miracle. I mean, God, you know, created man, he created Adam, he created Eve, and the two become one flesh, and that, you know, God is the one that blesses that relationship. You know, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. But it's like we don't take that viewpoint of, you know, I've read a lot of books on marriage, I've seen marriage, things I've seen maybe were damaging or non-existent, but guess what? I love God. I'm saved, I've given my life to him, and the same God that saved me, he can actually lead me by his spirit on how to be a husband or how to be a wife. Isn't that wonderful? I want to encourage you right now. Have you turned your back on marriage? Have you turned your back on your spouse because you know, you tried to make it happen? You started trusting yourself and your own ideas, and sad to say, maybe you created your own God. I mean, it doesn't line up anymore with scripture in that, and you're finding your whole life and family falling apart, but you know what? We can humble ourselves like Justin just said and did and say, listen, I don't know how to do this, but I'm coming back. I'm going to humble myself and just trust God's spirit. Your marriage will change. I mean, if you're being prideful, you're being unforgiving and that type of thing, it's you're just trusting yourself. But if you just say, you know what? God, show me. You know what God's going to say? God's going to say, love your enemies. Pray for those who curse you. What do you think he's going to say about a spouse? He's going to say, like, get back together, humble yourself, right? Start treating each other better because it's all about our relationship with him, and he empowers us. If that's you, comment below. I want to hear your thoughts about that. How does that inspire you? Like, I can trust God. I'm not going to turn my back on God's form of marriages. I'm going to pursue it and trust him through it. If that's you, comment below. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.